Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on October 14 regarding Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Baltz, B-A-L-T-Z, under history of accident. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Mr. Stephen Baltz is a 56-year-old male who alleges to have been injured at work on 3-17-13. Per the report on that day, he fell on the ice and fractured his right hip. Per he was seen at Capital Health System emergency room. Parity underwent x-rays and a CAT scan and was diagnosed with a fracture of the hip. Parity received various treatment modalities, culminating in surgery to repair his fracture. Parity also participated in physical therapy. Parity, he last saw Dr. Ford in July and is scheduled to see him again on 10-2-13. I'm sorry, and saw him again on 10-2-13 when repeat x-rays were negative. Period new paragraph, according to the records provided, Mr. Baltz was seen at Capital Health System emergency room on 3-17-13. Period. He underwent x-rays and CAT scans that will be inserted here. Period. He was admitted to the hospital and underwent surgery by Dr. Ford that will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he received some home care, including physical therapy, upon discharge. Period. Formal physical therapy was also conducted on 5-8-13 and onward. Mr. Baltz regularly saw Dr. Ford through 6-26-13 when he was still going to physical therapy. Period. X-rays suggest he had a fully united femoral neck fracture and was to complete his course of physical therapy. Period. His next scheduled visit was on 10-2-13. Period. Physical exam, extremities lower, there was a well-healed short linear scar in the lateral right hip at the proximal femur measuring 1 inch in length. Pair of the right leg was 1/4 of an inch shorter than the left as measured at the medial malleoli. Paired motion of the right hip with internal rotation was limited to 35 degrees with tenderness. Paired external rotation as well as abduction and adduction were full with tenderness but no crepitus. Paired flexion and extension were full to 110 and 30 degrees, respectively. Period motion of the left hip, both knees and ankles, is full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle test was 4+/5 for right quadriceps and hamstring strength. Period. At the extensor hallucis longus and plantar flexor muscle groups on the right, strength was 5-/5 and limited with complaints of tenderness in the right groin. Period strength was 5/5 on the left. Period internal rotation of the right hip was 5-/5. Period mild tenderness was elicited by palpation about the right lateral femur, but there was none on the left. Hip and pelvis, normal macro, thoracic, normal macro, lumbar sacral. He ambulated with a mild limp on the right, but did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period, he was able to walk on his heels and toes with some difficulty on the right. Period, he changed positions fluidly and was able to squat with support, shifting his weight to the left, lower extremity. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions and analyses. On 3-17-13, Mr. Stephen Baltz, comma, 56-year-old male, comma, slipped and fell on ice and injured his right hip. Period, he was seen at his employer's emergency room, where x-rays and CAT scans identified a fracture. Parity was admitted and underwent surgery by Dr. Ford. That will be inserted here. Parity had extensive follow-up and rehabilitation period. He has continued to be monitored by Dr. Ford as recently as 10/2/13 when x-rays were negative. Paired Mr. Baltz missed 3.5 months from work after this event. Pretty has since been able to return to his former full-duty capacity with the insured period. He also has had a second job while working for Capital Health System involving care for post-operative orthopedic surgical patients at ASL in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Pretty continues to perform that second position as well. Period. He has also been able to resume recreational activities such as walking 2 to 3 times per week and gardening. Period. New paragraph. The current examination showed a mild limp on the right. Period. There was minimally reduced range of motion about the right hip, only an internal rotation where manual muscle testing was slightly reduced in strength. Period. Right thigh and ankle strength was also minimally reduced. Period. The right leg was 1/4 inch shorter than the left. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the hips and pelvis were negative. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period.